Tuesday night here in Maseches Nedarim. I want to go over the Rashba and Kiddushin for starters. Just it's a very, very important yesod. Again, the Gemara there says Dvarim Shebalei Veinam Dvarim. Basikna the Dvarim Shebalei Veinam Dvarim. The Rashba's on Daf Nun Amud Aleph. Nun Amud Aleph and Kiddushin. V'hikshar Rabbeinu Tzal Mehod Dutram B'Maseches Trumos B'Perek Gimel. In other words, you have to realize that the Braisa in Shvulas Daf Chavav Amud Beis that says Gomar Lahotzi Bisfosov below Hotzi. See that's Mitzad the Machshava. You see, there's two halves. Gomar Beliba Lahotzi Paschitim, the Hotzi Pasorim, as the Rif and Rambam say, has two halves to the din that Lo Omar Klum, nothing's chal. The first half is dealt with in Shmuel's Tav Chavav Amid Beis, meaning the Machshava half. If you hold like Shmuel, it's Lechora, no brainer. That is Shmuel's din, that he didn't say Paschita. If you don't hold like Shmuel, then it's a Chiddush, and you learn out from a Pasuk that it's no good. It means even though Gomar Belibo is Chal, but Gomar Belibo Lahotzi Bisfasov, the low hotzi, it's not chal. So we talked about that, why it's a chiddush and why you need a pasuk and what the pasuk says. That we spent time on, and Baruch Hashem, we came out with a good understanding. The Rashba's dealing away. But there's a second half. So that's gomar b'li b'lohotzi b'sfas of a low hotzi. But what about gomar b'li b'lohotzi paschit and b'lohotzi pasorim? Which is what Shmuel interprets the Braisa as saying. So the first half is Shmuel. No brainer. Paschitim's not chal, lo holtzi b'sfasov. And this is super lo holtzi b'sfasov. It's gomar lo holtzi, it's gomar b'libo lo holtzi b'sfasov lo holtzi. It's the type of lo holtzi b'sfasov that those who argue with Shmuel would agree to. Because it's gomar b'libo lohotzi b'sfasov lohotzi. But then there's the other half. So according to Shmuel, that's the half the Bryce is addressing, and it needs a pasuk. That what? That the what he was motzi b'sfasov is not chal. Pasorim's not chal, because you need piv v'libo yishovim. So according to Shmuel, that's a Bryce. That's the Bryce of Shmuel's Tav Chavav Amud Beis. That's what the Bryce is telling us. You need a pasuk, and then we said, "Oh, your mamish do need a pasuk." As you explained, according to Shmuel, you might say piv is enough. We gave it a little more time. Maybe it's like magic. Maybe it's like saying abracadabra. So even if you didn't have it belibo, you didn't mean to say it. Maybe it's chal, because it maybe the ikar is peh. What you said is fasayim. Maybe that's all. And we said mekachu memkar would taka be more posher that it's not chal. Because that we know is something that is done b'kavona, b'das, b'ratzon. Das acheres makne, it's the das. Right? Das acheres makne. We know that it's working with das. So there's no das. Nothing's chal. But neder is maybe peh. Like you said, maybe it's magic. Like I said yesterday, if someone were to ask you, if you say abracadabra, this should turn into a snake. But you meant to say a house. Is it what would happen? The answer is we don't know, because we don't know how magic works. So we don't know how nether works. Maybe it works just pepe, so it's chal. Teretz is the pasuk says no. You need piv v'libo yishovim. This whole talk is in reality a mishnah in Trumas. Gomar, what does the mishnah in Trumas say? Perek Gimel. The skavin loymar oyla v'amar shlomim, shlomim v'amar oyla loyamar klum. Now, interestingly enough, the Mishnah is dealing with things where Shmuel's moldetz chal b'machshava. So the first half, that the ola is not chal, the one he meant to say but didn't. Or the truma is not chal, what he meant to say and didn't. You need the chiddush that it's gomar, why isn't it chal? I'm learning a Mishnah. Gomar, deskavim lomar oyla v'mashlomim loya maklom. Why isn't the Ola Chal? Hektish is Chal B'machshava. So when I'm learning that Mishnah, I should be bothered by that question, as many Achronim are, and they give different types of terutzim. But really, the only terutz you would need is to say, Shmuel stav chofav amid beis, man, that even if you're chaylik with Shmuel, but neskavin lohotzi b'sfosu v'lo hotzi, it's not chal. And you taka need a posuk. You don't have to be ashamed. You taka need a posuk. It's not poshut. The Achronim, I know, say all types of svaras. It's a t'nai, it's this, it's that. Really, all they have to do is say, Shmuel stav chofav amid beis, and you taka need a posuk. You could ask why. It's very logical, so that's what we talked about. Good. But it says Layom HaKlum. So that's both halves. So it's really a Mishnah. It's not the Brice of the Chavovim and Beis. It's really a Mishnah that says both halves. Layom HaKlum. Not the Ola's Chal and not the Shlomim's Chal. The Rashi in Kedushin of Nunam and Beis asks a question. He looks at the Mishnah and he says, why don't you say Dvarim Shebelei Veinam Dvarim? We ignore what's Belibo. So he says, because that's Gufa, the din of the Mishnah, that Nedarim require Pivalibo Shavin. Now, that sounds like an indecipherable, and he goes on to explain. The Taima, there's a reason. It's not like, there's a Kosov. No. It's because the Tos who vein Diburo Dibur. Normally you say Dvarim Shebelei Veinam Dvarim to knock off, to change, to be mevatel, to nullify, to qualify, to fundamentally change a dibur or a maisa. But the nature of the, this is what the Rashi was saying, he's not saying Zeres HaKosov, he's saying the din of Pivali Beishoven really tells us that ain diburo dibur. Ein diburo dibur. In other words, you're not. It's not a case of piv of lay versus pen. This is the way we explain the din, the gzeres hakosav, the pasuk, the din of pivali bishon. Because we said, how do you learn it out from bisvasayim? We said, it's weird. How do you learn out from bisvasayim that you need lave? That's weird. So we said yesterday that svasayim is like an equation. If you're writing on a blackboard, I would write an equation. Svasayim equals peh plus lev. Svasayim means the person talking. Talking, right on the blackboard, talking equals peh plus lev. That would be the equation. A Feynman equation, it's called. Physics, a Feynman equation. Svasayim equals peh plus lev. So you learn out from Svasayim, because Svasayim means peh plus lev. Oh, and that fits in beautifully with the Rashba. He's saying, the Pasuk is saying that your Dibur is not a Dibur without your Lev. So you're not dealing with Dvarim Shebelei Veinam Dvarim versus Peh, or versus Maisa. The Pasuk's telling you, without the Lev, you don't have the Dibur. You're not fighting a Dibur. There's no clash here. You don't have the basic construction of a dibur. You're missing an ingredient from the dibur. You're missing the peh. In Kiddushin, when a guy made a mechira, and he meant to make a mechira, and there was no mistake in the mechira, he didn't sell house A, and he meant to sell house B. He sold his house, and he meant to sell his house. You have a mice of mechira, and there's no fundamental ingredient missing. He says he had in mind a t'nai. That's really what he's saying. So we say it's very nice. But Dvarim Shebelei Veinam Dvarim. Or let's say another Mishnah in Kiddushin about Dvarim Shebelei. He was Makadosh, a woman with a. We don't have to go. Okay.
Can you say the Dibur?
I mean, he says, the Lishne who de'iskalei, says it was a slip of the tongue. So it's Nishkan Dibur.
Can you say that by the
Mechira,
the Dibur is not...
Can I read the... Avol Hocha, please. I'm sorry, that's not really true. I should really stop. Avol Hocha, she'omer ma she'belibo omer. He's saying, he's selling the house. That's what his lave is saying, too. Avol b'she'en libo rotsa b'meshe gomar. His lave doesn't want ma she'gomar b'libo lahotzi mipiv. Because he only wants it if he moved to Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't want it in a vacuum. He only wants to sell the house if he moves to Eretz Yisrael. So his lave doesn't, you know,
Again, Dvarim Shebelaydein and Dvarim doesn't mean we don't believe them. We believe them, and his lave, listen how the Rashba explains it. It's so like, London. His lave doesn't want what he did. But it wasn't a mistake. It's from a different angle his lave doesn't want it. His lave doesn't want it because he ain't moving to Eretz Yisrael. So that wasn't really his Ratzon Panimi, or what Rav Yosher Bear calls in an essay, his Ratzon Elyo. It wasn't his real Ratzon. His deep, deep Ratzon was not to sell the house, but there was no mistake. So, Ein Libo Rotze B'Meshegomar B'Libo Lahotzi B'Piv. His lave doesn't want what he said. Not because it was a mistake. Then you say, Dvarim Shebelaye, Veinam Dvarim. We ignore what's B'Libo. V'chein B'Mecher. Yeah, okay. Okay, that's the Rashi. So it's very important Rashba. We can appreciate this Rashba tradition more now that we learned the Gemara Shavuos and touched up all the things that have to be touched up. Okay. Okay. Next. Now to go back to the Rosh on the Beis Amud Aleph. The Achronim ask a kasha on the Rosh we're about to learn, and I think the way we explain the Gemara and Shavuos, I have a very simple teretz. It's a kasha, but I think we have a teretz the way we learned. What does the Rosh say on the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph? The last 7 lines, mamish, 8 lines, 10 lines, the Rosh. It's on the right hand side, Pirush HaRosh. The Rosh says, Yodus. He was Gomar Beliba to make a ned there. He loved the Chashvina Lahu. Kiluhotsi Bisfasov, right? There's a Pasuk being Mar Be Yodus Nadar. So the Rosh says, the Pasuk being Mar Be Yodus Nadar is. This is already, you can say it in different ways. It's this Dibur is good enough, or it's Keilu Gomar Dvarov. But the bottom line is, you're left with Dibur. I don't think we have to go into this, the usual longness of it's Keilu Gomar or it's good enough. I don't think the point is this Dibur is a Dibur of an Eder. It's a Riboy that Yodos the Dharam is the Dibur of an Eder. An incomplete Dibur is also the Dibur of an Eder. So the Rosh says if it wouldn't be the Alts Dibur, he loved the Chashvin and Lahu. Keilu Hotsu Bisfasov Lohavin Eder wouldn't be good. In other words, it has to be that there's a Rebu that this is a good enough Dibur. That has to be the mechanism. Because otherwise, we have a din in Shmuel, Stav Chavav, Amar Shmuel, Gama Beliba, Tzarech Lohit Yibis Fasif. So the Achronim jump all over this Rosh. And they say, no. Here he meant to say a Dibur. He wanted to. He said a Dibur. And it's clear if you look in Shavuos Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis that even if something is Chal B'Machshava, even if you argue with Shmuel, or Truma with Shmuel's Modeh, or Hekdesh with Shmuel's Modeh, if it's Gomar B'Liba L'Hotzi B'Sfasov V'Lo Hotzi, it's no good. Even if Gomar B'Liba is good, but if it's Gomar B'Liba L'Hotzi B'Sfasov below Hotzi, then it's no good. Now what's Yodus? Yodus is Lachora, he meant to say the Dibur. So what is the Rosh talking about? What is the Rosh saying? That you need a Ribuy of Yodus. Because Gomar Belibo is no good. Gomar Belibo Tzarech Lohotzi B'Sfasov. Even if you wouldn't have Shmuel's Din, even if you argue with Shmuel, Bechara, when you say Yodus, so you want to answer it B'Dibur. So, if you open a Gemara, Shmuel, Stav Chavav in the days, and you read the Gemara, you see that even if you don't hold of Shmuel's Din, even if you argue with Shmuel, even if you don't hold like Shmuel, but when it's Gomar B'Libo L'Hotzi B'Sfasov V'Lo Hotzi, it's no good. So that's why you need a Ribuy of Yodus.
because you were goma believable the hotzukas fasov, and you didn't say a complete dibur. So why does the Rosh say that Baruch Hashem we have a ribuy of yodus? Because if you wouldn't have a ribuy of yodus, it wouldn't be good, even though he meant to make a neder because of Shmuel. Not because of Shmuel. It's because he meant Lohotzi b'sfasov. Lohotzi. That's the kasha that Achareinim ask on the Rosh. That this little innocent Rosh here is Lachora, not like the Gemara in Shavuos. Right? Yichapuai? Again, the Rosh says that thank the good Lord for the ribuy of Yodis. Because if it wouldn't be for the ribuy of Yodis, it wouldn't be good. Because Shmuel has said a din that Gomar Belibo, Torah Lohotzi b'sfasov. So you need a ribuy that Yodis is good. But it's clear in the Gemara Shavuos that even if you argue with Shmuel, and you don't hold like Shmuel, in a similar case, similar to Yodus, where you meant to make a neder, b'dibur, so it has to be a proper dibur. So, I think the way we learned the Teretz of Baruch Hashem simple. I mean, maybe not simple, and simple because of the way we learned. How did we learn the din? What's the pshat that even if you don't hold like Shmuel, and you hold neder is chal b'leiv, but if you meant to say a dibur and you blew it, you didn't say the dibur, it's not chal. So we explained. Is it like a tanai? Is it like what? Like why? So we said that there's very definite streams of consciousness. There's machshava, dibur, and ma'isa. He meant to make a neder b'dibur. That's the pshat in that din. That even if neder would be good b'machshava, that maslul. But if you meant the maslul of dibur, you know, you have very. It's not a hodgepodge. It's not a hefkevelt. We're not living in a hefke world. We're living with a legal system. You have to pick your maslul. You have a maslul of machshava, a maslul of dibur, and a maslul of ma'isa. This is how we explain the Gemara in Shavuos. So even if you don't hold like Shmuel, and if you want to make a neder in the maslul of machshava, it would be good. But if you chose the maslul of dibur, then you better say a dibur, right? Gomar believe lohotzi b'sfaso. The lohotzi is no good. We explained why you need a pasuk to say it, but lemaisa you have a pasuk. Now think deeply. Think a little what the words that we're saying to explain that din. That even if a neder is chal b'machshava, but if you choose the maslul of dibur, then you need dibur. That's the din of Shavuos Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis. When a guy says yodus, an incomplete dibur, what maslul is he choosing? He's choosing a maslul of a hybrid dibur and machshava, because it's an incomplete dibur. That's the maslul he's choosing. Now, if you learn the way the other achrenim learn, that the pshat and the din of gomar b'libah lohotzi b'sfasov v'lohotzi is like a t'nai, so then they ask Akasha on the Rosh, what is the Rosh saying that you need Shmuel's din to explain why you need a ribuy of yodus? Even if you don't have Shmuel's din, you need a ribuy of yodus because it's a case of gomar b'libah lohotzi b'sfasov v'lohotzi. So we're answering no. Because the pshat gomar b'libah lohotzi b'sfasov v'lohotzi is no good because you chose the maslul of dibur. So even if the maslul of machshava is good, but when you choose the maslul of dibur, you need a dibur. By yodus, you chose a maslul of a hybrid. So it's half dibur, half machshava. Like, you know, half man, half ape, you know. Right, so he picked a half, he picked a hybrid. I'm calling yodus a hybrid. So that's why the Rosh is right. If you don't hold like Shmuel, so then when you pick a hybrid, it would be chal the neder. Because since now there's Chal b'machshava, so you picked a hybrid Dibur / Machshava, so it would be Chal. But since you hold like Shmuel, so the hybrid's no good, because it's partly b'machshava, and then there's no good b'machshava. So you need a ribuy of yodos, then it's enough to talk. It's enough, an incomplete sentence is enough. Not because it's a hybrid of Dibur and Machshava, but because it's enough of the Dibur. So that's why it's a beautiful teretz to the Rosh. The way we learned, the Rosh is not shver from the Gemara and Shavuos of Chavav. I hope you've been following it. It's a beautiful teretz. It's a beautiful teretz to the Rosh. Okay. Before we go back, okay, I want to show you a Rosh by Brachos. Remember we said that the very Lashon of the Gemara, when it's wants to say that the neder is, if a neder is chal b'machshava, or anything that is chal b'machshava l'maskana, true mehekdish, it says gomar b'libo, right? We said that's a funny way of saying it. What do you mean? So we said no, because you see from the Gemara that a person thinks in concepts. So you say gomar b'libo, he decided it should be truma. It's not that the words hareze truma is like, like in Times Square, it's like he's going across his head. Harezu Truma. No, he wants it to be Truma. And that's Gomar Belibo, means a decision. So I want to show you a Rajba. The Gemara is talking about Kriyashma. Remember, we talked about that Kriyashma could be said in any language. Kriyashma could be said in any language. I hope it's here, the Rajba. I have to find it. I didn't prepare. Oh. Where's dealing with the psukim? Sukkim that either you have to say Kriyashma, that Kriyashma is not chal, you're not yotz if you do behirur, but shema, like you have to hear the words, or it means you could say it in any language. Shema b'chaloshon shata shomeya. There's like a very interesting Rashba, which I. Oh. No. Maybe get the art scroll. Brachas with one star. One star, the first chelik. The Rashba says a very interesting thing. Bracha shelf or the overflow shelf? Right, maybe they bring it down. No, okay.
It's not Hebrew, just the translation of
Hebrew. Very much not. Very much not. They, when it was originally conceived of, they thought it would be.
but it took on a life of its own. It's a different work, and not totally different work, but it's a complete upgrade. It's not even 1.2, 1.3. It's 2.0. For sure. Now, it's only because it was completely redone, not just translated. If they would go redo it in English now, then the English would become better than the Hebrew. It's not because it's Hebrew, or because the team is a better team. It's because anytime it's Torah, it's Torah. You redo it, you sharpen, you fix up mistakes, you realize things. Nothing wrong with saying that. They don't. Zlatan doesn't like to say it, but what's wrong? It's Torah. You never reach the end. So if they would redo it now with the way they redid the Hebrew, which means they find someone to pay for it, so then the English would become better. That's all. It's just a question of. I can't find it. There's a Rashba that says that if you could say Kriya Shema Belev, you don't have to say it, then it wouldn't be possible to have a pasuk that you have to say a dafka in Hebrew. Because Belev, there's no languages. I have to find that Rashba to show you. Because there's a kasha, like the psukim don't work out. So that's what the Rashba says. That those psukim don't work out. Like the pasuk that you need a pasuk that in any language, and the pasuk, I don't remember the exact cheshbon. So the Rashba says, if you could think Kriya Shema, then it doesn't pass to say you need dafka a certain language. That's what I wanted to show. Okay, we'll stop now for Myra.
I'm not sure about the problem, so I'm going to go to the next one.